Good morning. This is Melody Campbell, the Small Business Guru, and I want to welcome you to the Get More Business Show. And, you know, here we are. It's July. Can you believe it? The year is halfway over. And man, I'm thinking, I know for myself personally, I need to step it up and crush it this next quarter. Now, hopefully you feel the same way, because if you do, you're about to learn some powerful ideas for achieving your goals, inspiring excellence, not only in yourself, maybe in, you know, some of those around you which are helping you reach your goal, and creating radical results fast. So we're all staring down the barrel of the same reality. The first half of the year is now complete, and your results speak for themselves. You've had 6 full months to showcase your stuff. How did you perform? Did you knock it out of the park? Are you on pace for a record year? Are you even close? My guest today believes that the importance of how you execute the third quarter cannot be overstated. And he will explain that expecting to get better results from the same old behavior will only succeed in perpetuating your current situation, and why it will never get you to a higher level of performance. I mean, I think that's the definition of insanity. So I hope you have a pen and paper nearby, as we will be discussing the secret to rapidly and significantly increasing your performance, how to make progress by large jumps instead of small increments, how to switch your career and dramatically increase your earning power, and how to make a huge dent in the world and rip the lid off of all your past performance, and better, best of all, how to finish the year strong. Gary, thank you so much for joining me today. Welcome.
Melody, thanks for so much for having me. I'm excited about this.
So, quarter. Why? I mean, maybe I'm jumping ahead, but third quarter. It's like, why won't the same old get us through? Maybe it's been working okay, so why can't we just stick with the same old, same old?
Well, here's the best way to look at it. You know, if you look at any sporting event, and I do believe that business is sport. I think all of life is sport. And bottom line is, depending on when you look at the clock, in this case, it's half the year. So let's look at halftime of a basketball game, or fourth inning of a baseball game, or halftime of a football game. Doesn't matter. There's 3 positions you could find yourself in. You could be winning, you're going to be losing, or the game's going to be tied. And that's just the reality of it. So you perform to a certain extent with the amount of time that you had. And if you're underperforming at this point of the year, you have to realize that just like any team that would go in for halftime is going to adjust their strategy. Because if they don't, they've already proven that they're already in a losing proposition or a losing situation, and the year's already halfway over. So you can't repeat the same patterns, the same habits, the same routines. So you need to shine a flashlight to your soul and ask yourself, what adjustments do I need to make in real time and really take advantage of the third and fourth quarter of the year? And that's probably the healthiest attitude you could have, too.
Yeah. So what am I looking for? I mean, it seems pretty obvious what worked well, what didn't work, but what do you recommend using our first 6 months as a guide to helping us reach the goals for the next quarter and beyond?
Well, the first thing, it begins with attitude and understanding a certain aspect of the human behavior, is that people have a strong tendency to not accept reality, to deny the existence of problems or patterns that they don't want to deal with. So they come up with diversions or different ways to look at it. So the best piece of advice I have is to be a mature and adult, and to look at your performance and really say to yourself, you know what, just as you mentioned in your intro, you've had 6 months to show your stuff. If this is the best you've got and you're underperforming, your best is not good enough right now. So it necessitates for you to have a grown-up conversation with yourself and start to look at what are the adjustments that I need to make, attitude-wise, strategy-wise, tactic-wise, but overall execution-wise. And that's the end of the game. That's what's going to separate you and everyone else out there.
Okay, so Gary, I have listened a lot to you know, a lot of your material. I'm a participant, a member in the 100-Day Challenge, and I've heard you talk about performance gaps. So what do you mean by that?
You know, not too long ago, I wrote something, and it's a great question. I wrote something. I talked about the biggest unsolved problem in humanity from a performance standpoint is the gap between where people are in their lives and what they're capable of achieving. And there is a monstrous gap. And I think if anyone really looked at their lives and sat back and said, you know, there's so much more that I could be, do, and have, and perform better in so many different roles in life. And for whatever reason, we don't. Well, my whole objective in life is I've kind of developed a whole philosophy around what I call closing speed. And closing speed is very much like just that. If there's a problem, how do you accelerate and decrease the size of that gap in a very short period of time? So in order for you to make progress in the third quarter, you have to identify what's the gap between where you are currently and where you really expected to be, where you need to be. And look at that gap and analyze it, and then we go to work in terms of compressing and closing that so that your reality matches your intended outcomes.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a little bit off script, but what's the best way to have a better view of what our potential really is? Because I think I can speak for myself, but I think I've heard it from a lot of people, is that somewhere along the way, we put a ceiling way low on ourselves. And we might see that we're able to do better than we might currently be doing, but that ceiling that we've set for ourselves is really low. What's a good way to lift that ceiling in our perspective?
You know, that's a darn good question. It really is. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a necessary thing to do. Okay. The best way to look at goal setting or life changes or anything is everything begins with a vision, with a picture in your mind's eye. And if you think about it, the goal setting process really kind of goes from you give birth in your mind, then it takes shape on paper, and then you make it reality through action. So there's three distinct phases that we go through. And what I always try to stress to people is that you'll never be greater than the vision that guides you. And a good way of looking at it is there's not one astronaut that walked on the moon without having a very clear vision that this is something that they wanted to do at some stage of their life. And that vision is what drove them and compelled them and really nurtured their desire to work and to grow. And that's going to be true of every actor who wins an Academy, or a singer who wins a Grammy, or a golfer who wins a green jacket at the Masters. So what we need to do is we need to allow ourselves to dream and to visualize a much bigger future and to create a vision for ourselves that is much larger. I like the three B's: bigger, bolder, and far more beautiful than what currently exists right now in your life. But it truly, everything begins in the mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me, and I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about the 100-Day Challenge, but what I've seen personally as I've exposed myself to material is that with every new challenge, I push myself to dream just a little bit bigger. Because, I mean, I could throw myself way out there, but are you kidding? That's never going to happen. But I can always stretch myself a little bit. And then a little bit out there. It's kind of like, you know, working out. You don't want to try to lift, you know, 500 pounds all at once. You want to work your – I don't even know if anybody can. I'm just things up with the poundage here. But you have to work your way to it. So tell me about this 100-day challenge that you created. What's the history? And is it just another goal setting program?
Yeah, well, to answer that question, is it just another goal setting program? The answer is no. Quite frankly, this is what I would call a rapid acceleration program, and it really is all about speed, precise execution. But here's the idea. There's two parts to it. There's the 100 days, and then there's the challenge part. So let's start there. My feeling is, and I know this to be true. So I think that's one of the benefits is that I'm coming to this from a position of certainty, is that, again, going back to a sports metaphor, if you don't mind, the way that athletes get the best performance out of themselves is by competing against the best. And we see that on display at all different levels, whether it's even Pop Warner or right on up to the pros. But a competitive model is the best because you will never know what you're capable of doing or what you'll be able to rise to until you challenge yourself, until you push your limits, until you test, you know, you test assumptions and you push past, you know, self-enforced limitations and all of that type stuff. Until you start challenging your fears, you'll never know truly what you're capable of. And this even goes back to Freud's psychoanalytical theory when he just talked about the pain-pleasure principle. And the idea being is that people will have a tendency of gravitating towards what is easy and convenient and what is pain-free to a large extent. And that's why very often procrastination, excuse-making, hesitation, uncertainty, they seem like the easy thing to do, and we gravitate towards them. But in fact, they're a trap. And the compounded consequences of those really compromise the quality of your life overall. So the only way, and by the way, society, if you take around and look around, everything is designed to kind of nurture mediocrity. You know, people tell you it's all right, don't push yourself, don't do this and that. And that's not the game that I want to play. I realize that you and I and everyone who's listening, you got one shot at this life. That's it. There are no second chances. There are no mulligans. You're not going to get a do-over. Either you find a way to make the most of this one life that you were given, or you wasted it. And that's the true reality. And when you take the time and look at it through that lens and realize it, you know what? Whether you're 30, 40, or 50, or 60, listen to this, I got news for you. Time is running out. And in no way, shape, or form are you rewarded for procrastination or uncertainty or doubt or fear. They will undermine the short and long-term quality of your life. And that the best thing that you can do is to set some wonderfully ambitious goals and to sit back and say to yourself, what is it you want to do with the time and the talents and the resources that you have available to you? And I promise you, they will only become a reality by setting, you know, deadlines, by honoring those deadlines, by being accountable, by focusing on the task at hand, by executing to the best of your ability. They won't be, you won't receive them on the, you know, with the other behaviors that we discussed just a moment ago.
So, I'm sorry, you gave me so much to think about. I'm kind of chewing on it here. So, you talk about using the 100 days to accelerate that, you know, because time is one thing we can't get more of, and it's a level playing field. There's some people that are amazing at income and whatnot, but we all have a level playing field with time. And you talk about the 100 day challenge being an acceleration. I'm a little skeptical, except I've gone through your program, and I remember when I first got started. How can you get, like I mentioned in the intro, get 10 years worth of results in 100 days? That's a really bold claim. I can see maybe getting, you know, 1 year in 6 months, but in 100 days?
Well, it is possible. It's a great question. And unless and until you start asking, can I really transform my life in 100 days? Can I make that type of demonstrable progress? Well, let me give you some proof. Because we see things happening around us all the time, and we never take the time to apply them to our own lives. So let me give you a few examples. Listen, bottom line is you can look at something as simple as Dancing with the Stars. That is a transformational program where you can take people who are amateurs who've never danced before, and in a one season, which by the way is about 100 days, it's a season of 90 days, what they do is they take people who are amateurs and turn them into truly professional performers. And we've seen that year after year. I think they're now in their 20th year. So this is no joke. It's possible. Then what do we see? Well, look around. Look at P90X. This is a great program, and they've got video after video online, but they have people who are going from fat and flabby to firm and fantastic and looking 10 years younger in 90 to 100 days. It's possible. If you look at boot camp for the military will take somebody green out of high school. And within one cycle, a 14, 16-week cycle in terms of boot camp, they'll come out of that thing lean, mean. They'll be prepared for action, but they'll be a well-disciplined soldier. They will transform, you know, any type of limitation or belief or attitude or anything. But even here's the best one. And I really do think here's the best one, because we have a tendency of thinking that progress should be small and slow and incremental. Well, I want you to look at Mother Nature, because this little lady is an absolute powerhouse. And every farmer knows that they could plant seeds in one season, and in the next season they could reap a harvest. You could plant corn in 90 days, you could reap a harvest. And that's true with tomatoes, with watermelons, with squash, with anything else. And there is a complete radical growth and transformation process that takes place. If that doesn't provide you with enough evidence and proof that we as human beings have extraordinary capability to transform our lives if we just put our minds to it. So here's the thing. I always tell people point blank, and this sets people back in their seats. And I said, I don't care what the goal is, whatever goes on. Anything that you want to do is going to take as much time as you allow for it to take. And if you're in a hurry, if you're impatient, and if you simply learn better ways of executing, you will change your life and achieve your goals quickly. And I built the 100-Day Challenge around a framework that, just like Mother Nature, that you could create a complete radical life transformation in a short period of time. But you've got to do some hustling. It's not easy, but it's possible without a doubt.
Yeah, and you have to commit to really being involved in the results. But here's a follow-up. Okay, so I'm on board with you. A, we can do it. B, it's possible to make it happen faster, compress time and get results faster. And on that, let me take a little detour on that. One of the things that I realized is that I waste a lot of time. I'll sit down to complete a project and I'll have something pop into my head and I'll chase a rabbit trail or whatever. But that speaks to that, well, how can you do it so much faster? Well, if you stay on task, it really helps. But what I want to know, how does your method actually make it easier to get those results?
You got it. Well, listen, the reality is there's not a worse feeling in the world than knowing you're wasting your life while you straighten out your desk drawer or your garage. I get it, and I understand. Here's what we need to understand, and I'm going to give you two answers to that question. There's really two types of strategy. There's offense and defense. This is what we need to understand. Offensive strategy exists to put points on the board, to win, to move the needle forward in some way, shape, or form, to put you in a much better position, you know, today than you were yesterday. All right. On the other side of the equation, now, bottom line is, what does a strong offense look like? Well, it looks like everything related towards moving, you know, progressively forward. Focus, execution, assertiveness, certainty, speed, responsibility. On the other side of the equation is defense. And this is the game that most people play. They play what they would call, they don't even realize it, but it's defensive posturing. They play not to lose. They engage in diversionary behaviors such as procrastination, excuse making, uncertainty, hesitation, a whole bunch of different things. And as a result of that, they waste their time so that rather than move forward, they're moving backwards. That's just the way that it goes. So let me give you a way to look at it. I wrote a book called Everything Counts, and the whole idea of Everything Counts, the premise of it was, forget about the compass, forget about going east and west, that behavior only moves north and south. So as an example, you know, initiative takes you towards your goals, procrastination takes you away. That's just the way that it goes. You know, every time you open up and look at your bank portfolio, it went north or south. You made more money or you lost it. When you walk into a room, you either turn on or turn off. And you make a presentation, you either impress or disappoint. Every behavior you engage in is either a demonstration of virtue or vice. Everything is either good or bad, right or wrong, takes you towards or away from your goals. And we need to have an elevated understanding that every single thing that we think, that we say, and that we do has a direction that's either goal-directed or, quite frankly, other-directed, which is in the other direction. And unfortunately, this is the sad part of people's lives. So I want you to look at it this way. I have a house in Florida as well as in New York, and the road that connects them is 95. 95 runs north and south, no matter where you are. And what I tell people is that because people do a few things that are good and a few things that are bad in life, in the same way that somebody would get on the highway and they would start in Pennsylvania and they would drive to Virginia, then they turn around and drive back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, they'll never get to Florida. They'll never get to the promised land. Most people, they do a few good things. They go down to the gym and work out for an hour. Then they come home and they eat fatty foods. They eat carbs or whatever, okay? So they do a few things that are good and a few things that are bad. Some people wake up during the day and they'll start the day off strong, make a few phone calls, do this and that. Then they'll sit back and they'll put their feet up, procrastinate, have a couple of cups of coffee or you know, shuffle paperwork, and then they're back to where they were again. They build no momentum. And what people are doing is this ridiculous north-south dance, a few things that are good, a few things that are bad, and they wind up being in the exact same position at 50 than they were at 35 or 30. And that's the sad reality of life. And we have to wake up to the reality and realize that you're either moving north and improving your life and the quality of it and moving towards your outcomes, or you're moving south away from them. And my advice is always to realize that north is the only direction worth moving.
You know, that really puts it in perspective, because I can tell you I've had those exact same thoughts where I'm like, hey, I have been to the gym every day this week. I have earned this pint of Ben and Jerry's. What?
Yeah.
Not I have a goal that I want to, get to. It's just going to move me away from my goal. How is that earning it? I mean, that's just crazy thinking. So I get it. okay, let's go back to finishing this year, 2019, strong. What are the specific things that we need to be focusing on to finish this year strong?
A sarcastic question is they're the exact same things you should have been doing on January 1st. So it's not like anything's changed. But if we were to come up with a solid fundamental list, obviously you need to be crystal clear. So let me walk you through my goal setting methodology for people and explain to you why it works. I am the entire 100-day challenge is built on what I call principles of certainty. And what I mean by that is I will never give advice to anybody unless I've taken it or I've given it to other people and have seen that it produces an outcome, but even more importantly, that it produces a consistent outcome. So what I'm about to share with you is a series of points that are all based around 100% certainty and accuracy. So The first thing you need to do is you need to be absolutely precise. Your mind operates best with exact instructions. Okay, the reason I bring that up is most people are vague and ambiguous when it comes to their goals. They say, I want to lose weight or make some money or improve my grades or, you know, and they're as broad as the side of a barn. It's just crazy the way people treat or talk about, you know, their future and their goals. If you take the time to look at everything, anyone listening to this, you had to go to an exact URL. If you want to make a phone call, it has to be a precise number in order to get an outcome. If you want to open up a combination lock, it's got to be the exact three digits, left, right, left, in order for it to open. If you go to the ATM and you want to get your money, it's an exact four-number sequence combination. We live in a world that if you want results, if you want your money, if you want to speak to somebody, if you want an outcome, if you want your Social Security benefits, you want to find out what they are and everything else, you need to come to the table with a precise set of numbers or a precise outcome already in mind. And yet when it comes to our own lives, it is amazing how people just completely disrespect that idea. So that's one. On the other side is the importance of deadlines. And realizing it. So let me give you a couple of different ideas on that. You know, every one of your credit cards has a deadline associated with it. And that goes for your mortgage statements, your student loans, and everything. And we honor those because we know there's consequences. And I tell people there's two types of deadlines. And unfortunately, most people are motivated by the wrong one. and they're internal and external. The entire world, the way that your insurance company, whether it's Geico or State Farm or whoever, they want you to pay at a certain period of time. If not, there'll be a consequence. That's true for your cable bill and everything else that goes on, even your taxes. Yet we honor those and we pay attention to those, and we understand the value of that. Yet when it comes to our daily behavior, the thought of setting a series of deadlines and meeting them throughout the day is almost like like looking for Bigfoot. It's a foreign concept for people. And what I want you to realize, you know, you've got to enforce that same level of discipline, and there's nothing better than internally enforced deadlines. And if you really want to know some of the deciding factors between high and low achievers, high achievers are driven by their own personal standards and internally enforced deadlines that they said they were going to do something and they actually got it done by that date and time.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. And I'm learning more and more to honor my own commitments that I make to myself. It's probably more important than anything else that I'm doing. Hang on a second.
You just said something that I gave a speech for Weight Watchers. They're one of my strategic partners. And I went in the room and I had, all the partners and I had the top trainers and coaches and everything else. And I said, you know, I've listened and I've watched tapes of the consultations and the stuff that they do. And it really kind of chaps me a bit because I think they're doing so many of the things wrong. And what I wanted them to do and what I suggested, and I got the CEO's blessing, is to challenge your clients. And I said, if you want to know what obesity is and all of these different problems that people have, it's one broken promise after another. It's 30 years of broken promises. It's people who said, today's the day, or I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to go out for a walk. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to give up coffee. I'm going to stop doing this. And they break the bloody promise as soon as the first temptation comes. And what happened is they have compromised their psychological immune system. It's the same way that you compromise your physical immune system by staying up too late and running around and drinking and so on. Mentally, your mind is a muscle, and your mind needs to be strengthened. And the only way you strengthen that is by honoring commitments, by doing what you say you're going to do, by making your word be your calling card for greatness. And the fact is, most people have the psychological strength of a 98-pound weakling. They keep saying they're going to do things, and then they break the promise again and again and again. And this is why the integrity pledge is such a critically important part of the 100-day challenge. You know as well as I, it's built into every single lesson.
Yeah, and I'm finding that transformation focus. You did one thing in your 100-day challenge, and that was it. It would be transformative.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, like, what is the 100-day challenge? It's not just, okay, let's mark 100 days off on a calendar and I'm going to do better. What is your program? Like, is it a book to read? Is it a video to watch? What is it?
Yeah, the fundamental premise is you identify three challenging goals that are important to you and that will create a significant amount of change. You don't want to sandbag these things. You need to challenge yourself. They can be personal, professional, whatever it is you want it to be is absolutely fine. What is important to realize is that while no two goals are the same, every single goal follows the same sequence. It begins with decision. It is supported by commitment. You know, you need to demonstrate discipline and action and all of that type of stuff. So the process is identical, but the goal itself may be different from that, from the stated whatever the outcome is you're looking for. So I want to clear the deck on that first. But the objective, real simply, and this is where I love the theme of the program, which is to start each day fast and finish it strong. And I think this, what I'm about to say, will summarize everything. I want everybody to understand there's already, better yet, let me say it this way. I want you to look at your life as a series of adjectives and ask yourself, what three adjectives would describe the quality of your character or the quality of your work ethic? And many people would be soft or inconsistent. you know, poor follow through, whatever it is. Okay. What I want you to realize is that you already start your day some way. And you may start your day slow. You may start your day ambivalent. You may start your day a whole host of different ways. What I'm suggesting is you start your day fast, focused, fired up, and fully committed to outperform what you did yesterday. So I bookend the 100-day challenge with an overriding philosophy, and that is you need to start each day fast. And here's why. You want to be able to get wins and build momentum as early in the day as possible. And your ability to do that will sustain you and catapult you to do much bigger things as the day goes on. Because the fact is, success begets success. Momentum builds upon itself. But here's the downfall. The minute you stop, all momentum stops. So what you need to do is look at this as a 100-day sprint. Now, on the back end, the finish strong. Again, same thing with adjectives. Everybody is going to have a way that they finish their day. Some are weak. Some are excuse-making. Some, you know, goodness gracious, it could be anything. I want you to finish each day with a series of wins. I want you to finish each day strong. And here's the beautiful part about it. The way that you need to look at the idea of finishing strong is to look at an exclamation mark. And this is the way you want to go throughout your entire day. When I talk about the exclamation mark, I want you to realize that there's three ways that a sentence will end from a grammatic standpoint. You're going to have a period, a question mark, or an exclamation mark. That's it. You only have three. Now, the period is what you would call just kind of an average effort. It doesn't call anyone's attention. It's just whatever it is, or mediocre. A question mark, that is designed to spark a conversation. Why were you late or anything? And I always tell people, you never want to have a question mark associated with your work ethic, with your character, with anything that you do. Because you don't want to put yourself in a position where you have to defend why you did not perform. That leaves you with the exclamation mark. And I want everybody to understand is finish strong is not just how do you finish the year strong or finish the game strong. The fact is every single phone call, every email, every meeting, everything you do is a beginning, middle, and an end. Everything has a start. There's some process in the middle and there's an end. And you have to sit back and say to yourself, how do you end each phone call with an exclamation mark, without just a good solid close, with a win, with knowing what the agenda is moving forward? But how do you go throughout your day and put a whole series of excellent performances and string them together and use that exclamation mark as your guide to measure the quality of your efforts? That will drive the quantity of your outcomes.
Wow. I've got to go back and listen to the period, the question mark, and the exclamation point, and kind of filter that into life and, yeah, into everything with an exclamation point. I love it. So for any of the listeners that want to enroll in this 100-day challenge, and there's a whole program associated with it, I'd rather have you describe that part of it, but there's a whole program associated with it. And I am personally a member of this, enrolled individually. But what about, is it best, like, if you do it as a family or as a, like, a sales team or maybe an entire company? What's the best way to engage with it?
Well, you know, the old saying, there's strength in numbers, is very true. And if you have a group of people that are committed and will work together and hold each other accountable, my God, that dramatically increases your chances of a transformative experience. But anybody, even if you happen to be, on your own, living in another country, or your situation where you're traveling or so forth, as long as you follow the program, and I mean really follow the program and do the work, you'll make some huge performance gains. So I guess the answer to that question is everybody will benefit. It just depends on the dynamic and the situation you find yourself in.
Okay. So 100-day challenge, is it locked into a time frame? Like, you know, the year is 365 days. We're into the second or the third quarter, getting ready for the third quarter. Is there a deadline that they need to get engaged, or can they start this anytime?
Well, obviously, you and I had this conversation. We began focusing in on July and the halfway point of the year, but we could have had this conversation in September or January or February, and this, the same points would apply. Your folks can go to your private link at any time and participate in the program and truly just start hustling. But yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is, anytime you guys want to get started, and let's even touch on that. I have a lot of acronyms and technologies and stuff that I do. And if you don't mind, I'll just kind of share this, and I know you were going to say something.
No, sure,
I like the idea of what I call TNT, and we know it is dynamite or so forth, but to me it means today, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
And for anybody who's hesitating or is uncertain, my advice is always the same, is that when's the best day to take care of your health? Do you wait for the heart attack? When's the best day to get out of debt? Is it when the bill collector comes and takes your home? When is the best date to save your marriage? Is it after your wife or husband asks for divorce? If you know, and everyone knows where their Achilles heel is and where their weaknesses are and where they're vulnerable, but if you've got things in your life, and if anything that we spoke about makes some sense and you realize that this is the only life you've got, why would you hesitate in any way, shape, or form when there's an opportunity for you to transform your life? And when you find out the price, you'll be astounded in terms of how much value you receive for a very small investment. So I cut you off, and I apologize, but go ahead.
No, that's okay. Well, I was going to say something along the same lines, except I didn't have a fancy acronym to go with it, so I'm glad you shared. You know, we all have a limited amount of time, and it's passing fast. You know, why not start today instead of buffering through whatever the challenges are that we're facing? And you know, I've talked to people about a simple concept where they're like, well, I could do this on my own. Well, how's that worked out for you so far? I mean, it is always great to ask for somebody who has executed over and over and over the solutions that this 100-day challenge provides and has provided for hundreds of people all around the world. Why not ask for help, and why not get started today, because time's a wasting. And so I've set up a special link. It is thesmallbusinessguru.com/100. And I am looking for some notes here, there it is. So let me say that again. It's thesmallbusinessguru.com/100. And Gary and I talked, and we decided, number one, we would make this available any time of the year. So you don't have to wait until the starting of the third quarter or the fourth quarter. But the other thing is, he has graciously decided to give us a $50 discount, which is a big deal. That's a huge deal. And the code that you're going to want to use for that is the word mastery, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Doesn't matter whether it's upper or lower case, and you're going to use it. It's going to ask on the order form, it's going to ask for a group code. You're going to put the word mastery in there, and you're going to get a $50 discount off this 100-day challenge program. And it you're going to watch your life transform if you'll commit to taking that action every day to start fast and finish strong. So is there anything that you want to say about that to wrap this up?
There's a ton I could say, but I'd say what? One, thank you so much for putting this together. And for you, and just kudos, because you deserve this, the services that you're offering to your community are truly outstanding and world-class. So I commend you for everything you've done and with the intentions that you have in mind, which is really to help everybody who's part of your community to advance their careers and build their business and to provide the freedom for their families. And that's to be applauded.
Hey, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up. I'm Melody Campbell. My guest today was Gary Ryan Blair of the 100-Day Challenge. And this is the Get More Business Show, and I will see you again next time.